Ock fundraising off Koch brothers pledge to support Democrats. By Harris Alic on June 15, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, is taking aim at the Koch brothers for their decision to get involved in Democrat primaries in a new fundraising campaign. In a series of Facebook ads launched Friday, Ocasio-Cortez castigated the billionaire duo for trying to subvert the Democrat Party to back their libertarian agenda. The Koch brothers, the dark money backbone of the Republican Party, have decided to diversify their political portfolio beyond the GOP, one ad reads. Charles and David Koch think they can buy the Democratic Party as easily as they bought the Republican Party. But, thanks to small-dollar donors and vocal, grassroots supporters like you, we know that their bank accounts won't stop our movement, it continues. Can you chip in $5 to fuel our small-dollar donor movement and stand up against the Koch brothers? Other ads accuse the Kochs of trying to protect Democrat incumbents from primaries because they know we are closer than ever to passing Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, and higher taxes on the rich. Each of the ads link to a donation page where supporters can help with building the movement. Ocasio-Cortez, who catapulted onto the national stage by ousting then-House Democratic Conference Chair Joe Crowley in the primary last year, is running the ads across the country. It is unclear how much the ads cost or whether they will be expanded to other fundraising mediums. The Congresswoman's campaign did not respond to requests for comment by press time. On Monday, the Koch brothers' Political Action Network announced it would begin supporting elected officials, including Democrats, committed to free expression, amnesty for illegal immigrants, economic opportunity, and free trade absolutism. In a memo to staff, the CEO of Americans for Prosperity, AFP, the Koch brother chief political arm, pledged to create four new political action committees to fund incumbents backing such nonpartisan solutions. The threat of being primaried prevents policymakers from leading on difficult issues and driving principled policy reforms, the group's president wrote. AFP's commitment has the potential to make a big impact, especially when most primary challenges struggle to raise money against entrenched incumbents. In her primary campaign, Ocasio-Cortez only raised roughly $300,000 to Crowley's $3.3 million. AFP and its affiliate AFP Action in comparison spent a combined total of more than $25 million on congressional races that year. Of that total, more than $11 million was spent against Democrats directly. The Kochs' decision comes at a time when their clout in the GOP has diminished. After having refused to back President Donald Trump in 2016 because of immigration and trade, the Kochs have strongly opposed many of the administration's efforts. Tension between the president and the libertarian billionaires came to a boil during the 2018 election cycle. In a move many saw as an attempt to reassert control over the GOP, the Kochs publicly refused to fund candidates insufficiently committed to their views on free markets. The snub was particularly felt by candidates in key states where Trump had won in 2016, but Democrats still continued to hold office. At the time, Trump derided the Kochs as a total joke for placing their financial self-interest above the nation. The globalist Koch brothers, who have become a total joke in real Republican circles, are against strong borders and powerful trade. I never sought their support because I don't need their money or bad ideas. They love my tax and regulation cuts, judicial picks and more. I made. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, July 31, 2018. Them richer. Their network is highly overrated. I have beaten them at every turn. They want to protect their companies outside the U.S. from being taxed. I'm for America first and the American worker, a puppet for no one. Two nice guys with bad ideas. Make America great again. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, July 31, 2018. The Kochs' move, however, backfired. Many of the candidates jettisoned, such as Senator Kevin Cramer, RND, and Senator Mike Braun, RN, won their races after Trump stepped up to mobilize resources and support. Meanwhile, candidates the Kochs made a concerted effort to get elected, like Adam Laxalt, the GOP nominee for governor of Nevada, went on to lose. Apart from losing political clout, the Kochs have also been upstaged by Trump on the legislative front. Their long-sought-after pet project, prison reform, only pass Congress after Trump signaled his backing last December. Americans for Prosperity did not return requests for comment on this story.